This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Well, national polling has made it official. Kate Brown is the worst governor in the country. Now, of course, those of us in Southern Oregon already knew this, but it probably came as a big shock to her ardent supporters in the Willamette Valley. In case you missed it, a national polling company surveying voters in all 50 states, and voila, Kate Brown finished 50th. That's right, 50th at the very bottom. She garnered only a 41% approval rating, which, quite frankly, I still believe to be a bit on the high side. In Southern Oregon, the governor is simply not popular at all. I still believe when she goes to Eugene, she thinks she's at the southern border with California. Her last attempt to come to Southern Oregon was to Medford, where her security detail had to escort her out the back door. Probably because of that mob of supporters out front. Now, I'm not here to belabor the point that she has been a terrible governor, which she has, but to openly wonder why liberal Oregonians think it's okay to elect such terrible policies like the last few governors have brought to office. Case in point is the candidacy of the ultra-liberal former Speaker of the House, Tina Kotek. She has been mocked as being Kate Brown 2.0 and has vehemently spoken out against that label. And frankly, I agree with her. Kate Brown 2.0 would be a vast improvement over what Tina Kotek would bring to Oregon as a governor. She frankly makes liberals look like conservatives. She is that far out on the wing. Look at the last legislative session where she made a deal with House Republicans so that they wouldn't walk out on all the wacky proposals that she made. She told them if they stayed in session, she'd allow them to be an equal voice in redistricting the state. They stayed. Then she ultimately said, nope, sorry, I'm not going to honor my word. Now that's someone we need to lead the state of Oregon. She wholeheartedly supported the redistricting plan that cut Klamath Falls in half. Klamath Falls was a reliable Republican base, and by cutting it in half, we're now facing liberal representation with half of our town aligned with Ashland and the other half aligned with Bend. It made no sense then, and it makes no sense now. Oregon has been going downhill for years now, and we finally have a chance to reverse the trend and put some sanity back in state government. That is, of course, if some of those in the homeless, drug, and violence-driven enclaves of Portland, Salem, and Eugene can simply face the facts and elect someone who might make it safe to be on the streets again. Someone who will demand law and order. And someone who will cut the ridiculous programs and spending that waste our dollars. That someone is certainly not Tina Kotek. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.